It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Synergy Connection Show. I have as a returning guest somebody I haven't seen in quite a long time now. I think it's been about 3 or 4 months.
I know,
maybe.
I think so.
It has been a long time. So Victoria Hawkins is back with me, and we have a really interesting topic to discuss this morning that is called Living a Life of Integrity. And we'll kind of explore that topic in just a couple seconds. I always want to remind people to please go on my website. There are 8 pages now of shows there, and Victoria has, I think, about 4 of them at least.
I think so, yeah.
So I want to, you know, remind everybody that those shows are archived there. It's synergyconnectionradio.com. And once you get there, if you go to show notes, you can scroll down through them, and you will see all of the different shows that have been recorded for the last year and a half. So there's a lot of really good information there. Also, if you click on the Boomer, there's a login area on the landing page for the website. And if you click on that, you can go in and read all about the Boomer products. It's boomerboost.com, and they certainly provide the foundation for physical health. And I do discuss at length the importance of linking our physical to our mental, to our emotional, to our spiritual life, because without a physical foundation, it's pretty hard to link the others. Mm-hmm. You have to be feeling pretty healthy physically before you can begin work on those other areas. So please do go in and check out the Boomer products. I use them. A lot of my friends are using the products, and it does make a difference in your overall well-being. So having said that, welcome back.
Thank you.
And I know you've got a new business venture, and that's pretty exciting.
I do.
So share with our listeners.
Great. I recently, just here at the beginning of the new year, was able to relaunch a studio called Hypnique Studio, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. It actually goes very well with what you were just talking about with linking our physical, our mental, our emotional, our spiritual well-being. I have been involved with dancing for many years. That's been a big expressive part of my life. Mm-hmm. And grew up as a more classical ballet dancer. But later in my life, about 13 years ago, found Middle Eastern dance and belly dance, and had danced with this particular studio, Hypnique Studio, for about 4 years. Well, lo and behold, the end of the calendar year, last year, I was given an opportunity by the owner at that time and founder of Hypnique to purchase the business and expand it. Mm-hmm. She came to me out of the blue. I mean, it was one of those things that I feel like has been divinely guided. Mm-hmm. I had been just asking to be put. This is what one of my prayers that I've used for myself over the years in meditations when I talk to Source is just saying, put me where you want me, wherever is best for me to use my skills. And then this opportunity came available, and it was so smooth the way it all has transitioned. So I brought in all of those many things that many of you who've heard me talk before, I brought in all these pieces that I've been cultivating that I enjoy offering to people. I've brought them all into one space. So what started as a belly dance studio is still a belly dance studio. And we have this beautiful art form that people are enjoying and learning, great for their fitness as well as their creative expression. And then I also brought in my love and passion for teaching yoga. And I have now a beautiful office space in the back for my clinical practice. I'm also a licensed clinical social worker in the state of Florida for, well, a lot of years, since 2001, many years. Mm-hmm. And then what's been really fun is it's provided a space as well to invite in other individuals who are then sharing their gifts and talents. So we created this neat experience, I guess, on Friday nights I had looked at the schedule and I said, wow, we don't have anything on Friday nights. But to be honest, I've been a yoga instructor for many years in studios. Not many of us want to work every single Friday night, right? You want to enjoy your life, which has a lot to do with our topic today. So I said, I don't want anybody to have to be every Friday night work or, you know, class.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, I came up with this little idea of Friday night workshops. So every Friday night, we have a different workshop that starts at 6:30 and usually goes till 8.
So what kind of workshops would people
It's been get so to... fun.
Okay.
So the one that I lead occasionally is shamanic yoga with Reiki blessings at the end.
Oh, wow.
So we do, we open up with, I usually explain a little bit about, just a teeny bit about connecting with the earth and things of that nature. Because most of the time we have someone new that maybe hasn't done it before. And then we do the saluting of the four directions.
Mm-hmm.
And then honoring Father Sky, Mother Earth, and ourselves in the center. And then we do a Hatha yoga practice, which if you're unfamiliar with Hatha, it's a very balanced yoga practice. There's a little bit of strength, a little bit of lengthening and stretching, very focused on your breathing.
On breathing, mm-hmm. I was going to say
very
that's...
focused on the breathing. And very meditative. So we'll do that practice. And then when they finish in their final posture, which is Shavasana, which actually means corpse pose, it's a time to just release and let go. And then they, tell them that I'll be coming around and just provide Reiki over them while they're in their Shavasana time so that they're prepared for that and not surprised. Mm-hmm. Because you often do, if you've ever experienced a Reiki blessing, you do feel sometimes the energy of the person working around you.
Mm-hmm.
And those have been beautiful and very, very good experiences for me as the facilitator and for them as the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had a few different people bring in sound meditations of different kinds.
Like singing bowls.
Singing bowls. Okay. One individual also brings a gong, the big, huge gongs. Then another individual does the big Himalayan brass bowls. And she and her husband do usually co-facilitate one. And he's from Australia and plays the didgeridoo.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's... It's phenomenal because you feel the vibration. Didgeridoo has a deep resonance. You feel it through your body.
Wow.
Then we have another one of my colleagues, and I'm doing her supervision for her licensure in Florida. She's an MSW, a Master of Social Work. She is doing yoga for mental wellness coming up.
Mm.
So she's focusing on breath work, using yoga for things like stress and anxiety and how to use those tools for yourself. We have aerial yoga, which is up in the swings.
Mm-hmm.
We did aerial and ahimsa the other night. One of our instructors led that. And ahimsa is the tenet of yoga that means to do no harm, to have compassion for yourself. So she did a beautiful practice all about being compassionate with ourselves.
Mm.
So all different things. There's some creative ones where we're actually going to have one where the woman's guiding us to make dream catchers, mala beads. So it's a lot of fun. And what has been neat to see is just in 2 months' time, because we just reopened January 2nd,
mm-hmm.
in this short amount of time, what we've really seen is building this community in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
And starting to see the people that maybe started with the dance are also trying some of the other things.
Right. So it's an evolutionary.
It is. And then the ones that only thought they would do yoga are now starting to come to dance. And it's building such a fun atmosphere for people to explore this holistic way of living,
mm-hmm.
where you really are attending to your whole self.
Right, right. That energetic self is not attended to very often.
It's not. No. We
kind of get caught up in the mental part of living,
mm-hmm.
and quite often the emotional part of living. But the spiritual part, which I would say yoga, meditation, all of that belongs to, gets put off like an orphan child into
a
corner. And if you can blend them all together, it really works. Now, for somebody that is saying, hey, that sounds like a place I'd like to go.
Right.
You want to explain about where it is?
Sure, sure. If you do live in the Florida area, and we're in the Tampa Bay area, we're in the town of Tarpon Springs. And We actually are right on 19, US Highway 19. And I can even give the address, but we can list that as well. 39334 US Highway 19 North. And that's just a little bit north of Klosterman for those of you that are in this general area. Easy to find, right on the road. And Hypnique Studio is the name.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Lots of fun.
Well, I think it's a well-needed program, actually, because, you know, we're at this point, we're looking at the coronavirus.
Yes.
And people are freaking out about that.
Yes.
You know, countries are closing down their borders. And, of course, we have the political arena that we're in right now as well, with elections not that far away. So between those two combinations, I would say people are probably pretty stressed.
I have definitely been hearing that and seeing that a lot in all the fields of work that I do.
Yeah. So if they incorporate just even one of these programs into their life, there's at least a pretty good chance that their stress level is going to come down some.
Definitely.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That is. All right. So we're going to spend, I guess, the next maybe 40 minutes at least talking about this whole concept of having a life of integrity.
Mm.
And I know we chatted a little bit about that before coming in to do the recording. And so what does that mean to you? I mean, as you were talking about kind of what you wanted to spend time discussing today, it did have a lot to do with a friend who's now deceased and the kind of life she lived while she was alive.
Yes.
So maybe we'll just kind of jump there and discuss how people can learn to live that life of integrity.
Yes. And it has been, our topic today has been inspired by a friend of mine. Her name is Miraja. And as she was alive, she really lived. And it was something I honored about her.
Mm-hmm.
She was an artist and created art. She, as I say, kind of unapologetically, she made things that felt like she was guided to create. She didn't do them for other people's enjoyment. Yet what I saw with that was when she allowed herself to be that channel for the art to come through, the pieces spoke to people, and which is truly what art does, right? It could be through visual art. It could be through dance. It could be through writing.
Right.
All of those ways that we self-express when we truly let ourselves be that channel.
Well, you,
it touches, you
right?
know?
I mean, you've gone into museums. I have.
Yes.
I've been in the theater where I have actually, you know, watching a live performance where I find myself crying because it touches those chords of humanity that we all have.
Yes.
And standing, you know, looking at a Monet piece or, a, you know, Picasso or, you know, Dali here at the Dali Museum. I mean, there are places that you can go where you just stand in awe of the artist.
Yes.
So that's a part of this, is she actually lived her life accordingly.
Yeah, and was willing to dedicate herself to that, too.
And yeah, she was young when she
died. She was young, yes, 36, and she had just turned 36. So that was, it was very powerful for those of us that knew her well. We knew that she had some medical conditions already, but it wasn't something that we sat around and talked about all the time. You know, she kept us informed if there was something or she needed to maybe go slower or something like that. So we always knew it was there. But I think that that was another thing that I really realized was how that was not stopping her from living though either. That, and maybe even was part of why she was so willing to commit to being an artist, which for her felt like part of her mission here on planet Earth. Now, she was also a mom too, and she was very dedicated to her children and raising them mindfully and consciously. And we had a lot of discussions about that because I'm a mom as well, and my kids are much older than hers. And so, you know, these were some of the things we would connect on, is how to honor that part of yourself, you know, how you want to live.
Right. I, you know, I can't help but think over the last year and a half that we've had all these different people on the show. But a lot of times people have a tendency to, we don't know how to live in the moment.
Right.
You know, we are either looking behind us saying, I wish I hadn't, or we're looking ahead and saying, you know, someday I will.
Yep.
But living in the moment is really tough. And yet, if you know that you have a medical condition, or it helps you focus more on that because you're not ever promised that you have tomorrow. And she didn't know whether she had a million tomorrows or 10 tomorrows. And so she knew with her young children, with her husband, with the things that she loved and wanted to share, that she better do it now.
Yes. And one of the things I think about, you know, so often people will say sometimes when they have had someone transition in their lives, and I say transition because I don't feel like she's gone out of my life at all. Still very much a part of my life, but definitely in a new way. But sometimes you may look back and say, well, I wish I would have done this or that or whatever. And one of the things that was really powerful to me, which I also really believe goes with this living a life of integrity, I felt so good about how we had communicated our appreciation and gratitude and love and care for each other up to the literally the day before. And that was a powerful thing to look back and go, I am so grateful that I let her know how much I appreciated her in her life. Because I think sometimes, you know, that is something that becomes a challenge for people to get through that obstacle if they feel like they didn't say something, do something they wish they'd done, you know, and certainly you all probably know my philosophy is like what we're talking about is we do need to forgive ourselves and let go of those things if that happens. But speaking to being mindful and living in the moment, one of the things that I was very happy about was that we were in the moment with each other and just really appreciating each other for that friendship down to the last conversation we had together, which was shortly before her transitioning. And since that time, I've really taken, you know, part of saying yes to becoming a studio owner, which is a new responsibility, a lot of fun, but different than anything I ever thought I would do. Part of saying yes was really feeling like, wow, this is the time to do this. This is an opportunity that's sound and makes sense. You know, I looked at it mindfully, got wise counsel, and said, yes, I'm going to try something new because I can and I have these things to offer to people. So I felt like it prompted me to really look at also, so, and then since that time, because this has only been a few months, really, since the last time you and I were together, everything's
exactly,
changed. Since that, all of these transitions for me, I've had to also, not had to, I've chosen, again, to mindfully look at things and say, okay, what do I love to do? What do I do because I think I'm supposed to be doing it?
So did you more or less think in a column of
I do a little bit. I am a very, and maybe some people say this is my Virgo side because my sun sign is Virgo. My birthday is September 6th, but I don't know. That could have something to do with it. I am very good at lists. As free flowing as I am, I'm very good at making lists.
Do you like to cross things off your list?
Oh, I love to cross things off my list. When I used to be, before I found yoga, this is kind of funny, I would put things on my list that I'd already done so that I could cross them off.
Okay,
so that was a long time ago. That was about 20 some years ago. But yeah, that's how much I loved, you know, that feeling of accomplishment.
You know, now I do it with Post-its because there's nothing greater than to realize that you've done those things and wad them up and throw them away.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that idea too.
Post-it works really well.
Yeah, so I did start to look at some of the things. My mentor that you've heard me talk about, Mary Maynard, she talks about cost and benefit. And that's how I was looking at this too. You know, what's the cost? What's the benefit? Because the benefit should outweigh
the cost
for our best life.
Right.
And if it doesn't, then we're probably, and this is the word I had used with you a little bit too, we might be settling. Mm-hmm. And you may not have a bad life that way. You mm-hmm. know, that might be totally okay. Yet I feel like it usually feels a little, like right. come, I don't know what the word is. It's right. just a feeling of, I don't know if this is great.
Well, and you have to wonder how many people, like with their jobs, mm-hmm. with relationships, with their, you know, physical well-being.
Right.
You know, are just kind of saying, well, this is the best it's going to get.
Right.
You know, and so I will just be happy here. And that isn't then living a life of integrity within themselves.
Yes.
Because when they look in the mirror, they are. They're settling. This is as good as it gets. Okay. And I personally believe that's selling yourself short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that your friend obviously looked in the mirror and said, it's like carpe diem.
Yeah.
I'm going to seize the day and make this my very best day. And that's pretty much the way I looked at the radio show.
Yes.
Is to say, you know, live your best life. Not the one that is just a settle, I'll accept it at this level. Because you and I were talking about this, and I kind of gave it as an example that I had shared with somebody else earlier today. But, you know, I'll use the relationship key, or it works better there than it does like with a job, I think.
Sure.
But if you were in a relationship and it wasn't everything you wanted it to be,
mm-hmm.
it would be a lot like saying, you know, here's my toy, here's my bicycle, here's my doll, here's my skateboard, whatever it might be, and you can have it for a couple of days and we'll enjoy it. But then I want it back. And I'm thinking, you know, there are people that will actually say, well, okay, if that's all I can have,
right,
then I guess that's what I will do. And I've seen relationship after relationship in marriages and marriage counseling, mm-hmm. I know you've seen
yes.
it, where the husband and or the wife, or if it's gay partners,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they are. They're just kind of saying, well, okay, you know, I don't know that I'm uncomfortable enough to move. And
yeah.
Paul Levin, who was my guest a couple of weeks ago,
okay.
One of the things that he was relating, and you've probably heard this story because I had certainly heard it before, but the dog who's sitting on a nail and moaning. And so, I mean, you know, the person says, why is the dog moaning? And the owner says, well, because he likes to lay right there and there's
right.
a nail and it hurts. Well, why on earth wouldn't the dog get up and move? Because he's not uncomfortable enough. And that's the key in
yeah.
life. If you really don't like your job, then figure out what are you going to do to change that? You know,
right.
what more job skills, start applying different places, you know, look around at other types of careers that maybe can utilize your talents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're in a marriage that isn't working on all levels, then do you really need to stay? You know, in today's world, do you really need to do that? So there are a lot of different ways that we can take stock
yes.
of maybe where we are and ask that question. Are you truly living a life of integrity for yourself?
Yes.
Because that's where the integrity is. It's not with anybody else.
No, the integrity is with yourself. Then what I find is, as you decide, okay, maybe you don't even know what that looks like yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know what integrity to me looks like. There was a point that I was there, for sure,
mm-hmm.
as many of us are. Because I do think that one of the things I've noticed with myself and clients and just people in general is, We do learn by contrast.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something we do as humans. It's part of our play on planet Earth,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
learning by contrast. And part of that is that getting to that more extreme discomfort sometimes,
mm-hmm.
or even pain, before we go, oh, I don't like this.
mm-hmm.
So one of the things I think about is sometimes people don't know what they love yet. They maybe even don't know what they like yet. But maybe they know what they don't like.
Right.
And I think that that's even a place to start sometimes is, and it's been a place for me to start too, is to say, okay, well, what are the parts of this life? And I'm going to give a few categories too, because this is how I envision it.
part of your list.
It's part of my list. I like to put things in little lists and boxes and visualizations.
Right. Make sure they're all different
exactly,
colors.
Exactly, right? We want different colors. There's usually some shapes involved. What parts of my life are working well? What parts are not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, which parts am I enjoying or finding success in? So years ago, it was recommended to me to read a book that was written in 1925 called The Game of Life and How to Play It. Have you ever read that book?
I have.
Okay,
a long
awesome.
Time ago.
Right? And right. And the person that recommended it to me, I think she had read it years and years and years ago. And it was probably about 10 years ago that I read it in all of my huge personal transformation time,
mm-hmm.
like the action part of my transformation. Florence Scovel Shinn is the author of that book, and she talks in the book about following universal law and spiritual law. But there's this section that she talks about, I call it the perfect square, and I can't remember if she calls it that too, but basically what it is the four categories of life.
Okay.
So she calls it perfect health, perfect wealth, perfect love, and perfect self-expression.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really eye-opening to me because, as you heard, I enjoy lists. I enjoy a little visual for myself. So after I read her book, I drew this box, right? And put it into four quadrants.
Mm-hmm.
And each section became, one of these sections, health, mm-hmm. wealth, love, self-expression. And then over the years, I've used it tons with clients. And now I just draw the square and put the words on the top, bottom, and the sides.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I thought later, I was like, wow, this really...
Square limits you.
Yeah, the square limits me.
Right.
But when I think about it, each of these is like a leg to create the perfect square.
Mm-hmm.
So what I might say is, okay, well, how's my health right now?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If things are going great in that, then I just continue to send gratitude and appreciation for the beautiful health that I'm experiencing.
Right.
If it's not, then what is happening and what can I do to shift that? Because like you were saying, this is where our power is, right?
Right.
We can create something new once we identify that maybe there's something there that's not in integrity with us. I believe that we are... entitled, maybe that's the word. We deserve to have good health. But
absolutely.
We have to do some things sometimes
exactly.
to foster that.
Right. Because the person who does all their shopping, in boxes.
Right.
And, at McDonald's or at Wendy's or someplace like that, you know, it's not that you can't go there occasionally.
Right.
But that is not going to give you perfect health.
Yeah.
And then if you're, dragging yourself around because you have no energy, or all of a sudden you're finding that you're on high blood pressure medication,
right.
you have developed cancer, you've developed diabetes, that was because mostly you did something to create that.
Right.
Not 100% of the time, sometimes it's genetic,
sure.
but you may have leaned into a lifestyle that was not going to give you better health. And
yes.
then because of genetics, you acquired whatever that condition was.
Yes. And I love the word that you just said there. You leaned into something that may not have been perfect health, because that's another way that I look at it is, what if we leaned into the things that were
mm-hmm.
more joyful for us?
Right.
And even if we just take that category of health, if you really mindfully look at what you're putting in your mouth for food, if you take a moment and look and mindfully consider it, often you'll pick things that are nourishing to your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I even talk with people a lot of times about just kind of listening for a moment. It's listening to your body, but what that means to me is just kind of like listening for a moment, thinking for a moment, what is it that I really want right now?
Mm-hmm.
And is it salty? Okay, well, how could I get that salt that isn't a potato chip, let's say.
Right.
It could be lightly salted nuts, and that may be a better option for me.
Exactly.
But if I have both available and I don't mm-hmm. listen to my body, I may choose the one that's quicker, easier to reach for, whatever.
Right, right. I mean, one of the things that's really sad is, I'm going to go back to not so much the coronavirus per se right now, but we have a lot of people that have weakened immune systems.
True.
And some of those are unfortunately in nursing homes, mm-hmm. or they're elderly, and their diets have been deplorable.
Yes.
Because they reach for sweet. Mm-hmm. That is one of the cravings that an elderly person will have. And it has more to do with metabolism and
sure.
things like that. But, you know, they're going to reach for those cookies. They're going to reach for yeah. things that are non-nutritious. They're not going to build their immune system. They're not going to build their strength. But it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have so many older individuals living by themselves that are going to come down with this coronavirus because their immune systems are not where they need to be. And that part's really, really sad.
Yeah, and I think that that's one of the things that we can look at, too, is wherever we are in age is starting where we are right now and mm-hmm. choosing
better choices
mm-hmm. that are more integrity
yeah.
with your, what I believe is you have, we all have this inner guidance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can call it whatever you want to call it, but I just often call it my inner guidance.
Right.
That compass within.
Right.
And when we are able to be more mindful, and all that means to me is paying attention
right.
within, taking a moment, paying attention, then you will notice a lot of times that your body is guiding you to the things that would be good for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take this in a different direction with fitness activities.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I teach yoga. You heard that. I dance, and I used to run a lot. Now I walk right now. But if I, in the past, I didn't always listen to my body when there was pain happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just part of my upbringing or whatever. I thought, you just push through that stuff, right? Well, of course, that eventually led to me really hurting myself because I wasn't listening to the cues leading up
right.
and attending to them.
Right.
Instead, I just kept pushing, thinking that's what you do and that I didn't need to worry about that pain. Well, that put me in a situation where I was in some ways forced. I mean, I could have probably kept trying to push myself, but I didn't. That was a turning point for me. And I was like, okay, right now, all I can do is meditate. I can lay and I can meditate, but I could meditate on my cells finding their healing again, right? I can choose Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that to myself. Mm-hmm. I can have others do that to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
I chose holistic ways to heal. And I used a chiropractor at the time for my needs. I listened to what they told me because I trusted him.
Right.
And I did it.
Right.
And because of that, my body was able to have the space to heal so that I can then do the things that I love. But if something starts feeling a little bit wonky, I listen. It's a guide for me to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things to me about living a life of integrity is also really paying attention to this physical body that we have, because
right.
this is our vehicle.
Right.
And it is a way for our inner guidance to give us messages. I believe when we've got injury in our body, we've also probably been pushing the boundaries in other ways too.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, like maybe I've overloaded myself with work. That could be something mm-hmm. that I was prone to in the past. So one of the things about being in integrity with my work, and we were kind of talking about this a little bit before we started talking, is me being mindful of saying no thank you to things that aren't lighting me up
mm-hmm.
because I'm just going to be overloaded with something that I would call work instead of something that I feel excited and joyful about.
Right. And, you know, we both know Tess.
Yes.
And one of the things that Tess has said, you know, out of the get-go was that the angels that she communicates
mm-hmm.
with want us to have a joyful life
yes.
here on Earth. And yet, you know, children have joyful lives,
yeah.
hopefully. But, I mean, they like to play. And I was just thinking as you were talking, when they get hungry, you know, they say, I want something
right.
to eat. But they kind of know what they need to eat. So, you know, a mom or a dad might give them peanut butter and crackers or celery with peanut butter
mm-hmm.
in it or some string cheese. But, I mean, you know, they sort of gravitate towards things that are going to help them grow. Plenty of water, some juice, but not juice
right.
to the extent that we used to think. And yet with adults, you know, we're not in touch with that. We do mindless eating.
Right.
And, you know, so it's just so interesting. A child will absolutely fall over and go right to sleep wherever they are. You've seen these funny pictures of children sleeping in different positions. You know, a puppy does that. You know, a kitten does that.
A cat does that. Yeah.
I mean, they know, they listen to their bodies.
Right.
But adults, like you said, keep pushing through. So we've been taught that, you know, pain is something that you look away from.
Right.
And you push through it. Even physical therapists will tell you to push through it, and they probably should not be doing that. So it's fascinating. And in other areas of your life, like, that's the physicality part.
Right.
But if you're looking at wealth, if you're looking at love, what was the fourth one?
Self-expression.
Self-expression.
Yeah.
So in each one of those categories, if you have not done the integrity piece, then you're selling yourself short in those areas. So,
and I believe we have this thing inside of us that is trying to tell us that a lot of times.
How do you recognize it?
So for me, one of the ways that I've been able to tap into that is, and many, many teachers seem to be teaching about this these days, looking at some of the actual emotions that you're having. And I put it really simple. It either is an uncomfortable feeling or emotion, or it's a comfortable one. I don't feel like we have to go into every nuance, but you know what uncomfortable is, and you know what comfortable is.
So where do you feel your discomfort? Because for me, it's always in my solar plexus.
Ah.
So where do you feel yours?
Most of the time it is for me, too. I will also, back in my younger years, again, before I found some of these methods and tools to listen internally better, I tended to have a lot of worry thoughts and a physical anxiety, you know, like a physical sensation of anxiety.
Okay. So restriction.
Yes, I feel tight. And you, for me, I'll notice I'll get more tension in my body.
Okay.
So I'll get more tension in my body. If I'm afraid of something, which is different to me, because sometimes I'm afraid of taking a step forward into something that could be great, right? That's more from just...
What will I do if I get there?
Right. Like, what would happen if I succeed? What would happen if I fail? Fear I feel in my gut.
Yeah. One of the recent guests that I had was talking about working with a person who had suddenly, I guess through the internet, you know, becoming a very, very wealthy individual.
Oh, right. Okay.
And did not recognize who he was anymore.
Yes.
So here he was over here, you know, doing okay. And now he's over here and he's got, you know, $22 million and he can't define who he is anymore because he doesn't recognize that individual.
You know, that's interesting because I've seen that with people too when they, maybe they've had issues with like with weight, and all of a sudden
the Biggest Loser,
right? All of a sudden they've had shifts and changes, and it takes some time for them to literally re-see themselves in a new way, and they don't understand that people are seeing them differently than the way they're still seeing themselves sometimes.
Well, and I think that's probably one of the reasons that when people do lose a lot of weight, they gain it all back, is because that's the person they remember.
Yes.
And so this new person, they don't even know who they are.
And so I think that one of the things that is kind of coming to me about how this is, how this applies to integrity is, okay, so when we're talking about integrity, we're talking about your true self, authentic integrity, which if we're looking at that little box that I gave us, right? That would be that your perfect health, the best health that you can have right now on planet Earth, your perfect wealth, which, you know, is your finances, your resources, your perfect love. And to me, that's self-love and family love and romantic love, friends, and then how you express yourself, which could be you make art that isn't necessarily for sale for people, right? But you love making that, or you love to make wreaths for your house or whatever the case may be.
Right.
That's what our true self is guiding us to. So when I'm in integrity with my true self, then that perfect square is complete.
But there's another little part of this that I'm also, you know that we both get information from our guides. And so my little guide is saying, yes, but we are constantly evolving.
True.
Because,
you
know, the perfect square that has all of those things when you're 10 is not the same at 20, is not the same at 30 or 40 or 50 or 60. So we are perpetually
yes.
evolving
yeah.
into this new person.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it takes a certain amount of intuitive ability, maybe,
mm-hmm.
A certain amount of listening to our own little voices saying, you know, we're shifting out of this. And one
yes.
of the things that I know is happening with some of my friends right now is, you know, they had done well. They
mm-hmm.
had invested well. They were living off of their investments
okay.
along with retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a free fall for the stock market.
Sure.
So, you know, some of them are losing six figures at this point as they look at their portfolio. And so that redefines that little box that says wealth.
Yes,
you know,
it does.
So if I don't have this, then am I going to become highly anxious
mm-hmm.
because maybe I can't project that I'm going to live to 105 and be okay financially.
Mm-hmm.
And so does that then change the physical part? Absolutely, because anxiety
yes.
causes more cortisol
mm-hmm.
excretement, if you will,
yeah.
in the body. And that works on the adrenal system. And that is going to cause health issues. So we're all so interrelated.
Absolutely.
And then the evolutionary process is part of it too. So
it is. And it's something, as we talked about, Tess talks about too, about infinite potential.
Yes.
And that we have infinite potential. Many spiritual guides talk to us about having that infinite potential and also having infinite resources.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in a background of a lot of studying the Bible. That was my family background.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to love the different stories, is particularly of Jesus' life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones that comes up for me a lot is, I think it might have even been in his Sermon on the Mount, but I'm not sure if that's correct. But he talks about even the lilies of the field are taken care of
mm-hmm.
and clothed
mm-hmm.
more beautifully than King Solomon, I think is how he states
right,
it. And I remember that sometimes. I remind myself of that sometimes because what I feel like he was teaching them at that time and us now is you always have everything you need
mm-hmm.
provided. We can't see it sometimes if we're stuck in worry.
Right.
So, and I understand why people get worried. I totally get it. And I've been in that place before too. Yet I've also seen how I could not make clear decisions that
when you were worried.
When I was worried, I could
no,
not do it.
You can't.
So, and sometimes it would be just it's so overwhelming. I just wanted to sit in a corner, you know, and not go anywhere. So one of the things that I find...
I think there are people doing that right now.
I think there are, for sure. One of the things that has really helped me was, and you've heard me say the word mindful a lot today.
Uh-huh.
Developing, even though I didn't know what it was when I started doing it, but developing a practice of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means to me is just taking some moments to pay attention to the most basic part of us. And this is the mindful activity that I use. It's my breath.
Mm-hmm.
Just literally, how does my breath feel coming in my nose? How does it feel coming back out my nose or through my mouth, however I'm breathing that day?
And where are you feeling tension? You know,
when yes, right. Mm-hmm. Listening to where the tension is.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next step is usually, what is that tension about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I scared to make a decision just because I don't know what the outcome's going to be, because we never do, right? If that's the case, then I usually say a little letting go, you know, I choose to release this.
Remember the expression years ago, let go, let God?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
very, very mm-hmm. useful.
Mm-hmm.
I use the word surrender a lot. I surrender this.
Mm-hmm.
Help me see my next best step.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of internal dialogue. I have a lot of internal dialogue. Those practicing those things, though,
mm-hmm.
makes it where you start to be in constant communication with that true self part of you.
Right.
Then you are able to release worry. Because the other thing I found, and even that book was one, that book, The Game of Life and How to Play It, was one of the ahas for me, because she really talked about using our words to help us create the life that we desire, rather than using our words to create something that we already know we don't want.
Right.
And so being mindful and then choosing words that match what I would enjoy in my life has had a lot of power for me. And then you see the results.
Right.
Then you want to do it again.
One of the things that I'm aware of just from working with people for so many years is you can be a little bit, I would say, delusional with your words. You know, because you can, you can tell yourself that, for instance, you know, this job is going to get better.
Oh, right.
I'm gonna use that one.
Yes.
And every day it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And every day there's more maybe stress or tension that's related to that job.
Yeah.
Or you can say, you know, my relationship with my wife or my husband or my partner in life is going to improve. And every day it does not. So I think you have to be mindful of giving yourself false truth, if you will, and truly listening again to that intuitive part of you that says, you know what, this is kind of where it's at. And there are people that do an amazing job of selling you. And you can go into any appliance store for the newest TVs, and they're going to tell you a million reasons why you need to buy that TV, or a million reasons why this is the perfect home. But people who market and people who have been in sales know how to do that, and they know how to do it extremely well. So then you're not in touch with living your best life or that integrity that's inside of you because you're being sold.
And if you don't check in within, and you only believe what you're getting. And this is what I have found for myself and others. There is something in you that's probably trying to show you the light, let's call it, right? Shine a light on the situation.
And it's not the train coming towards
It's not the train coming towards you. It is the thing inside of you that's saying, this is not an integrity. Maybe their words aren't matching their actions.
Right.
So I definitely, when I'm thinking about creating, let's say an affirmation, maybe rather than saying to myself, well, this relationship's going to get better, I might say, I am grateful and appreciative of the best relationship for me. That's different than this relationship is going to get better.
Right, because the other one, you're basically on the nail. It's not
I'm on the nail.
Yeah, it's not comfortable. And yet, you know, you're selling yourself short.
You know, it's funny because it just keeps coming up to me. So I guess it's a story that goes with what we're talking about. I'm like, do you ever have where you're almost talking to your guy? It's like, no, that doesn't match.
I'm
just going to say it. I'm just going to go with it. Many years ago, as you heard, I've been in private practice for therapy for many years. So I was with a group for a long time, and it was nothing bad about the group. It's just at the time, it was not matching my perfect wealth. Okay. When I'm looking at this category, I had become a single mom, and I wanted to continue at that time with private practice as more my major income, but I was going to need to work a lot of hours in the way the setup was with the payment for me to make what I felt like was a good living for me and the kids. And I just kept feeling afraid of going out on my own. So I had this fear part of me, which isn't my true self. That's right. Fear. And I didn't have enough discomfort yet with being in the practice to leave. So suddenly my office, no one else's, my office got mold.
Oh my goodness.
And not just a little mold. So much mold that it was growing on my artwork. It was growing on my books. And it felt like it happened overnight, Lucy. It was the craziest thing.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Well, wow. I tend to have a sensitivity to mold and mildew. And now I'm working in this environment and I'm talking to people all day long. I was losing my voice, which I need for my work, right? At least to some extent.
So the universe was saying, it's time to go.
Totally. Universe is saying it's time to go. I started recognizing this and I said, okay, this is obviously an unhealthy environment for me. It wasn't getting fixed for whatever reason. And so I started looking for another place. Well, I got the guidance again internally things weren't opening up. I found a spot, but they didn't have a place for me, but it was so perfect in my mind. Well, I got the guidance from reading another book, and I can't even remember the name of it right now, but to bless the mold, okay? So, because I was looking to move, nothing had opened up yet. I knew it was time, but I didn't know where to go. So I started blessing the mold. I would go into that office every single day and I would say, thank you for being a messenger for my shifts, right? Mm-hmm. And I bless you. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just blessing it. Well, interestingly, I had a better experience with the mold, at least. I wasn't getting as sick. I was able to work in the environment. I kind of felt like I decided to be in harmony with it.
Mm-hmm.
And also at the same time, I was being open. It only took about a week.
Mm-hmm.
One of the places, the one place that I really, really had loved, price point was perfect. They called me and said the person that was going to rent the executive office suite backed out and they had a place available for me.
Wow.
It was literally across the street from where I lived. So my boys could have a babysitter. I could come right across the street. I could pick them up from school, drop them off. And it was such a beautiful environment for us for many years. And so when I look at that, it shows you two parts. I was not listening at first to the guidance I was getting. I was settling for something that was okay, but I was needing to work too much for what I wanted for my boys. When I started listening to my guidance within, then the abundance became apparent. And so, I mean, I guess it shows I don't always on the first round listen to that thing inside that's saying, hey, time to shift and change. You're evolving, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What used to look perfect maybe isn't perfect anymore. And I think that that's part of what we've been doing. We do it through different decades of our life too, I find.
That's true.
You know, I've only been through 4.5 of them right now, so I can only speak to those, but...
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, what feels of integrity is going to change over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking back, watching, you know, my parents get older.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but just every aspect of who we are is constantly in transition.
Yeah.
And when you stop and you learn to listen and you realize the things that are truly important to you that help you live in that integrity place within yourself.
Yes.
You know, then I think everything can sort of fall into place.
Yes.
If you're trying to make it fit.
Right.
It usually doesn't.
No.
And so I guess it's, you know, learning to listen to that little voice that's inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And getting quiet enough to listen to it.
Yes. And I think that those are some of the things that for me, yoga, meditation, walking meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Or running in the past, I would run more with it, but still being in more of a meditative space in nature has been very, very helpful for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a big part of my world is connecting with nature and really my whole life. So I always felt more peaceful in the woods when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I still do now, even if it's just sitting out I eat my lunch most of the time on my back porch, or there happens to be a beautiful park right across the street from the studio that I now am running. And so maybe I'll go over there and sit outside. Putting ourselves in a nature environment, I mm-hmm. find helps us to tap back into that stillness within too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When I formed my publishing company,
yes.
which I was telling Tess, the image that came to my mind right away was a snow owl. And so that's the image for my publishing company. It's Lucid Publishing, but it's a snow owl, and I have like teal blue eyes.
Wow.
For the snow owl, which would not be normal.
But right.
Blue being representative of the throat chakra, because
mm-hmm.
a publishing house
mm-hmm.
would necessarily be speaking.
I love that.
And
I think that's awesome. That's the first thing I thought of when you said the teal blue eyes
mm-hmm.
was what a perfect fit for something that is part of your self-expression.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's, you know, that's an important component that people leave out a lot of times too. We talked about the spiritual sometimes gets ignored, that part of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I also find, especially in our American culture, it seems that just giving yourself the time to explore and create anything, mm-hmm. you know, it may not be, well, it may not be an art piece or a book.
Right. But I think the majority of people, quite honestly, I mean, when, you know, my children were young, then it was a matter of you don't have enough hours in your day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were working, you got up, you got them off to school,
right.
you picked them up, you went to soccer games, you know, did all the mommy things.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, there wasn't enough mm-hmm. time to do certain things. So you have to carve out. It's that balance.
Yeah.
But carving out a portion of it that is just yours.
Yes.
And that makes you feel good
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily constantly giving to everybody else in your life. And that is a balancing act.
It is. And I think that that is a very important piece of living in integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, your true self is guiding you to be in integrity with yourself,
exactly.
not someone else's integrity.
Right.
And part of that is, I say to people a lot, you're the only person that can take care of you.
Right. And, you know, from a, whether it's a masculine mm-hmm. or a feminine side, another part of this, I believe, has to do with what we're taught, you know, as kiddos.
Yes.
Because a lot of people through church
mm-hmm.
or through, you know, strong mother messages, father messages, you know, it's like, this is how you're supposed to live your life.
Okay.
And if you adopt that and you say, okay, my life is a provider. And so now you don't get to be in that little box because you're not taking care of you.
Right.
You're taking care of everyone else. I know for me, as I was growing up, my job was the protector. And so,
okay.
you know, going into the field of mental health
yeah.
was all about protecting people from those that took advantage
sure.
in many cases. And, you know, so then you have to figure out, okay, when do I put me in the mix?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're the protector or you're the provider, you don't get in the mix very often.
Yes.
You know, you stay on the sidelines making sure that you've done your job. And so I think people that are listening to this need to sort of understand that part too, is that if you haven't put yourself into taking care of you, being somebody who looks at the integrity of your person,
mm-hmm.
then you're selling yourself short. You know, you're basically saying you don't count because everybody else does.
Right. And I find that over and over, when people decide to start to pay attention to what their own personal needs are. And sometimes, like we said, maybe always a good place to start is with our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does
mm-hmm.
my body need today
mm-hmm.
or in this moment? Starting to do that and pay attention to that, they always become even better at whatever it is that they are doing, maybe for work or sometimes they change their work. I've mm-hmm. seen that before too.
Well,
but,
if the stress level's
right,
too high.
Sometimes
yeah.
they shift and change that.
Right.
But they all also often, you know, say it's a mom or dad that's a main caregiver, they become better
mm-hmm.
caregivers because they are attending to their own energy needs.
Yes.
And so then they're better able to care for the person in front of them.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah.
Well, our time today is already gone.
Oh, always.
Always,
by.
Always gone. Just a final wrap
mm-hmm.
up, then people need to, if they're going to live a life of integrity, it has to do with starting with them first.
Yes.
Because you can't live anybody else's life, that's
right.
for sure. And if somebody that you love is not living a life of integrity, well, then it's up to them to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not you're showing them the way. You have to show yourself the way. So tell people again quickly how to get hold of you. And,
sure.
And then we'll figure out a time for you to join
okay.
me again.
Yeah. Well, one way now that probably the easiest way to get a hold of me anymore is you can actually go to the website for Hypnique Studio, HypnikeStudio.com, where you can actually register and attend classes or send me an email through there or contact me even by phone. And then we could potentially get you set up with anything that might be for your highest and best health right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And a lot of those workshops, I think, are going to be fascinating.
Yes.
Because it's not like you're signing up for a year for anything. It's like, go attend. Go
yeah.
see what speaks to you.
And we even have some virtual things coming soon, too.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's super. All right, everybody. It has been a fabulous Saturday morning. If anybody has missed the show, please go to synergyconnectionradio.com. Tell them that the links are there. So Victoria's show will be the very first one on the page if you go to show notes, and then they can listen to this show if they missed it. We hope that you enjoyed today's discussion, and that you will certainly be out there living your best and highest life. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.